You're listening to the Cinemaniacs, episode number 26 for August 2nd, 2008. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys, pretty pictures, pretty pictures. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
Howdy, howdy.
To my right is my beautiful wife, Lisa.
Hello.
And this is the Cinemaniacs, a weekly podcast. We talk about movie news, reviews, and whatever else we choose. This week, we're going to be talking about the third Mummy movie, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. It came out this past week. Mm-hmm. A couple little news and tidbits, and then you can get back to your regular day. Or night, whichever the case may be.
So you have 26 episodes, man. We're 26 episodes deep in this sucker, man.
Damn.
Man, hell. That's more episodes than, you know, a lot of new sitcoms get, you know?
Seriously.
Yeah, man.
Actually, the sitcoms, they try to be funny, and we don't. And so, in that respect, we're a success.
That's true. Yeah, we are very not funny.
You know? You think?
The amount of effort that goes into us not being funny is actually in line with the amount of funniness there is, you know? We're not terribly funny, yet we don't try to be. So, it comes across as natural.
Kind of just bumble along.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's very organic. I think our cheese are in alignment or whatever. Anyway.
Hey, so did you see that trailer for The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it was kind of boring until they got to the actual effect shots.
Did you see the original movie?
No, I've never seen the original.
Oh. Actually, that's what intrigued me. Did you remember seeing the trailer, Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah, the first time that we saw it, I was intrigued. I thought of some other movie. I don't remember which one it was I was thinking of. And then toward the end of the trailer, I was like, oh, that's The Day the Earth Stood Still. When they asked him, you know, do you plan on harming the Earth or whatever it was, you know, when they have him in the interrogation room, it's like, oh, this is going to be a remake of the... Day the Earth Stood Still
with Keanu Reeves.
Right.
I thought it just looked amazing from beginning to end.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that it is so much like the original. A guy comes down to Earth and it's just a regular looking guy, but he's behind this alien. I guess from the preview, it's an alien invasion.
Yeah, it looks like some kind of an invasion.
Yeah, they're telling us how we're trashing Earth, so they're going to take it back.
Ah, okay.
I don't know. It looks really cool.
Oh no! Like I said, it started to pick up for me. I was like, "All right, you know," but it started off a little bit. And like I said, also having never seen the original,
when I had read that Keanu Reeves was a part of it, then that took me by surprise. You know, because he's not normally into intellectual stuff. That so it seems. You know what I'm saying? But then, like you said, the special effects come in, and then you think action. I guess Keanu Reeves tries to do action movies pretty good.
I think he's going to play this part really well
because
he's very. Monotone sometimes.
Monotone.
If he doesn't pull out any with any kind of surfer stuff, you know.
Right, right.
That'd be pretty good.
I don't know if you, the listener right now, heard, I'm sure you have by now, a couple of weeks ago episode about the War Games thing. I tell you what, I got a hold of that soundtrack, ordered it off of eBay, and I have just been playing that nonstop. The music, it's all it has is music on it. And boy, there's some classic tunes on there.
Cool.
And they have... a couple of songs from the movie on the soundtrack with words and lyrics to them. Remember, Jeff, when we saw Wild at Heart and you have that song, Chris Isaacs song, Wiki
right.
Game?
Yeah.
In the movie Wild at Heart, no music, I mean, no lyrics, no words. And then on the soundtrack, it had words.
Right. Yeah.
And same with this, a couple of songs that have words to them that fit the movie really well, which is what you said about the Wiki Game song.
Yeah.
But you can't, or on the soundtrack, they're not, one of them is not without the words, and it's one of my favorite songs. The song where he's looking for information about Falcon and who made the games and everything like that.
Looking for Falcon. Did he make it?
No, it sounds...
right on.
Sounds a little bit more like this. With the words included.
I like mine better.
Yeah.
do that again, dude. That was great.
But it says all this dinosaur talk and everything, Paleozoic, Metazoic.
That was a really cool song. And you know what? It was kind of poignant for that movie because it talks about the evolution of man and then they're into war games. That's cool.
Then they also have the song when they're going to Falcon's Island and they're playing a harmonica type of tune. And at the end of the movie, they play that same thing. Well, that has whole lyrics to it. In fact, they have a single vocal and a chorus. Just, if it wasn't already, that movie's back in my certainly top two or three movies. But gosh, if I can't name it as number one. I love that movie. Such an influence on my wife. Life. War Games.
On his wife.
Yeah. That too.
That's right. Come walking in.
Anyway, so.
Black guy. Oh my God, the War Games happened to you.
The Russians.
It was the Russians.
No, don't you know, dude? I fell.
That's right. Oh, I know.
So, The Mummy 3. Been a long time since we saw the second Mummy.
Well, we actually watched it a
long time. Well, I mean, since the world has had a new Mummy movie,
right?
Or even The Scorpion King, which I enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mummy 1, real quick, star level, I would say 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars. I love the first one.
Mummy 2?
4 stars.
4 stars, solidly.
Yep.
And Scorpion King?
The only reason Scorpion King gets 3 stars is because I was sitting 2 seats over from a 5-year-old boy who was having the time of his life. I mean, this kid was having so much fun, I started to have a little fun. And then I went, then I eventually saw it on, like, cable or, you know, whatever. And without the 5-year-old kid sitting next to me, it was just terrible.
Wow.
You know, so we 5-year-old just... kid, 3 stars, without no 5-year-old kid next to me going, ooh, ah, wow. 1 star easy.
Hmm.
Easily.
We just rewatched it again, and a solid 4 stars for me. That movie is so much fun. And it's even a little more adult than I thought it was. You know, you said a 5-year-old. I got my 8- and 10-year-old watching it and just totally loving it, which, like you said, helps the experience.
Yeah, it helps it a lot. No.
You didn't say yours, Lisa.
Oh, the first one, a 4. The second one, maybe a 3. That's pushing it.
My God, you're a hard ass.
I know. And the Scorpion King, two.
Sucked.
Yeah, I'm not. It was okay. Just not.
So you like the Scorpion King so much, you're going to see that direct-to-video
Scorpion King? Yeah, I think King we have too. It here in the house, too. Or, yes, we will be getting it.
It'll be just like what you said, like, you know, you have a 5-year-old boy next to you.
Yeah.
Whip it out, watch it with the boys. And
yeah, no, like I said, I had a good time watching it because of that kid.
Yeah.
But. I mean, yeah, without that, I'm like watching. All I can do is watch all the other movies they ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was from that. Let's see, that was from Indiana Jones. And not even the best Indiana. They actually ripped it off of the worst Indiana Jones.
Oh, you're talking about the little dong things?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
But that's what was fun. It's like, oh, that's like doing Indiana Jones. Oh, and that's from that movie. Yeah, I love that.
That's where you had fun with that? Watching, seeing
No, I had fun because off. I'd never. When that movie came out, nobody knew who The Rock was. You know, they saw him from. Of course, Mummy 2, and they saw him from wrestling. If you ever, I don't watch wrestling, so I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
You know, so I had a blast. Now, this new one, like you said, that has Randy Couture in it doing something. I don't know.
Hey, is that the Marine dude?
No.
No. Oh.
That's John
Cena. Yeah.
Cena,
yeah. Oh, okay. Either way.
See, The Rock has opened doors. The Rock has opened doors for wrestlers everywhere.
Ah, oh, no, no, no. Andre the Giant, baby. Yep. Yeah, right.
What did he do? A couple of Billy Crystal movies and then he died.
Yeah, but he opened the door. Hey, man.
Okay.
If it wasn't for him, we couldn't have had Roddy Piper in They Live saying the best movie line ever quoted.
Yeah.
Did you know that movie line?
No.
I've come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
Yeah.
I'm all out of bubble gum. That is
fantastic.
Awesome, I love that line.
When he's getting ready to kick, what's his name's butt? Who's that black dude? What's his name?
Oh, Keith David.
Yeah, I like that dude.
Remember that fight with Keith David? That was so awesome.
You know what was so funny?
Roddy Piper was the lead in They Live?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's so
then
funny?
That opened the door, because that movie was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw it like a year or two ago.
Love that movie.
That's a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
And that
fight was so awesome.
That's one of the best fights in movie history was in They Live.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. They base so many movies on choreography on that fight alone.
They did South Park did Cripple Fight. Cripple Fight between the two crippled characters was taken move for move
from Timmy.
From the They Live fight.
And what was that other kid, the one that did
Jimmy and Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah. That damn Jimmy. Oh, Nemesis. Yeah. No, it's funny that we were talking about that because the David Keith guy.
Keith David.
Thank you. David awesome, Keith's the other dude. Way. Okay. So love Keith David.
I loved him in Men at Work. With
was he on? That was
Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen.
That whole movie was pretty awful, but he was so great in it. I loved it. He was also the voice in the animated Spawn.
Was it really?
Yes.
Now, he's Spawn's voice?
He was Spawn's voice. He was so. I mean, wow.
Jennifer Connelly. Okay, she's in The Day the Earth Stood Still, and all I could think about when I see him or think of him is. No, I didn't take it out for air, honey.
That was great.
That's what gets me.
Both of those quotes from Requiem for a Dream?
Requiem for a Dream.
Oof, God, that was a disturbing movie.
Hell yeah. So when we were talking about Day of the Earth Stood Still, all I could think about was Jennifer Connelly and ass to ass.
They have a Darren Aronofsky double feature DVD coming out with Requiem for a Dream and Pi in the same package. Yeah.
Mm, cool.
Also, anyways, getting back to Mummy 3. This one is also not directed by Stephen Sommers, who did the other two. It's directed by Rob Cohen, who we all know better for like Fast and Furious and Triple X.
Is he the other Cohen brother?
No.
Well, with those movies, he could be the one that they disowned, yeah.
Yeah, like the Bee Gees and shit. That's the other G.
But this mummy movie is called The Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, and Rob Cohen also directed Dragonheart and Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. So this is his third Dragon movie.
Wow. Right? That's pretty trippy.
Both of those two other movies, Dragonheart and the Bruce Lee story, I thought were very good movies.
Dragonheart was okay. I'd say 3 stars. The Bruce Lee story was awesome.
Awesome.
That's a great movie.
Really awesome. Yeah.
So, and this Mummy 3. So now we found ourselves like, I don't know, 10 years later.
Right.
Their son is in college now. And we may mention, I think, on this show before, but Rachel Weisz has been replaced by Maria Bello.
Right. Now, I love Maria Bello. I'm a huge fan. But having not seen this movie, I got to ask, how does she do?
It was very hard to take her in the role of the same character.
Yeah.
Even the 10-year-old leans over and says, I like the other girl better. And it's not so much that you like her better, it's you're so used to her and her dinginess and stuff. Yeah.
And there's a different kind of chemistry there, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Maria Bello, I think, is older than Rachel Weisz, and she... But of course, they're supposed to be older. They're 10 years later, sure. Type of thing.
And in that character, Maria Bello seems more graceful, whereas...
Does Maria Bello pull off the English accent? Because I've never...
Oh, yeah. She does a great job.
I've never in my life heard her do one, so...
She did a great job.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I love
it. It wasn't the same accent, but it was an English accent.
Yeah. Yeah. But as far as Rachel goes, it was...
Did you miss her?
Huh?
Did you miss her?
Yeah. Yeah, because she's got a bit of a...
dinginess to her.
Yeah, a bumbling, clumsy. A clumsy quality that just works. She takes that character and she makes that character more human with the clumsiness of it. And that's part of the fun of those movies, is watching those two fumble around back and forth.
They have chemistry in those two
movies. Maria Bello now, she's like, she's the character, I should say, of Evie is more mature. And in fact, in the beginning of the movie, they've retired from adventuring and whatever. But when they do get into it, she's all professional and she knows how to fight and does everything. It's not clumsy anymore.
Yeah.
And then you also have Jet Li plays the mummy in that. He could put anybody in there. Jet Li didn't do anything exceptional, I don't believe.
Now here it's also got Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's pretty cool.
And Jet Li?
Jet Li was okay. You know, I was watching it thinking how... he's trying to do more just mainstream movies, and even if they are just action movies, he's trying to be more of an action star than, say, a martial arts star.
Well, I remember he retired from the martial arts.
Yeah, wasn't
martial
that
arts epic?
That last movie was not Hero.
Fearless.
Fearless, yeah. Love that movie. But yeah, and I
Fearless,
understand that.
Hero. Anyways, those two are some of the greatest martial arts movies.
Hero and Fearless are two of my favorite. Hero Fearless combined with Crouching Tiger.
Crouching Tiger, House of a Flying Dagger. What was the Golden Flower one called?
Oh, Curse of the Golden Flower.
Curse of the Golden Flower. So all those Wire Fu movies, love them. And now he's gotten away from doing those epics.
Well, No, it's fine. It's fine because we've seen him do, like, you know, that one recently, was it Unleashed?
War? Oh, Unleashed was fantastic. War. Unleashed, but that's awesome. Luc Besson produced, you know, this.
He,
like,
he
wow.
wasn't bad in that War movie either.
No, War was okay.
It's just, he was good in this. And I liked how ominous he was. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
But, you know, it's just different.
I hear, you know, I hear the effects are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the effects are good. Very yeah. good. The story is not just great. You know, it doesn't pop off the screen like the other Mummy movies do. Not.
It seems more grounded.
Right. They got everything in place. There was nothing extra coming. The Sun was good. They could do a spinoff with the Sun. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So overall? So,
I think I'm going to go with 3 stars.
Maybe a 2 to a 2, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got popcorn.
See, she's 2, and you can tell maybe leaning towards 3, yeah. and I'm 3, leaning towards a 4, but it's just, it doesn't hold up to Mummy 2 or Scorpion King.
It's not quite strong
Which
enough.
Neither of those really
to me,
hold
it was,
to
as far
one.
As.
Exactly.
Yeah. The first one was just about perfect. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, if you catch it on DVD, or since it's a Universal movie, come out on Blu-ray, check it out. But don't rush to the theaters to see it.
Okay.
And that's going to wrap up this week's show with the Cinemaniacs. Make sure you visit our website at thecinemaniacs.com. And you can even email us at podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. Go to Podcast Alley. It's a podcast voting thing where we can make us go higher up in the ranks if you vote for us. And then we get more listeners that way. Anything else?
Plan.
Okay. With that, have a good night.
Later.
Goodbye. Say what you're spacing out. So why don't you shut up, baby? You keep skipping. I'm freaking out. Yeah. Say what you're spacing out. So why don't you shut up, baby? You keep skipping.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh, shit. Oh.